Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning displaced abomasums in our herd. Generally, these are going to occur in about the first month of lactation. And we've known for some time that those animals that have a higher body condition score, they're carrying more excess flesh at calving, are more likely to have some issues with fat mobilization. And as a result of that, we generally see a little bit of excess body fat mobilized during this time. Animals turn ketotic and they go off feed. Oftentimes, when they go off feed, that's when we'll see a displaced abomasum in the animal. So these things are kind of tied together. Sometimes in our herds, we do experience an animal with a displaced abomasum that is not carrying excess body fat. So what might be going on? A lot of times, it's reported that these animals that seem to have fairly normal body condition that do develop a DA, they actually have excess abdominal fat. Interestingly, some of these issues may be associated with looking for higher levels of milk production because that may impact the genes that are associated with fat metabolism and thus the depositing of abdominal fat versus fat that might be located closer to the cow's body surface along her back and spine. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to continue to look for ways that we can reduce the number of DAs that happen in our dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.